Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav Mishnah Beis and parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion regarding items that a person may not wear on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Lo yetze ha'ish besandal hamesumar. A man is not allowed to go outside wearing sandals, wearing these shoes with nails on the bottom. Why? So the bartender explains, there's not really a concern here that a person might take the sandals off and carry them. Rather, the Chachamim made a decree that you're not allowed to wear these sandals because there was a particular event that happened with these sandals that was incredibly tragic. There was a group of people that were wearing these sandals. They were gathered in a cave to hide from the enemies that were searching for them. And when they heard noises from above, the people in the cave started to panic. They got scared that they had been found and discovered. They ran to escape. But in the stampede that followed this awareness, many of them were killed because of the nails in their sandals. And therefore, the bartender explains that in order to prevent similar types of tragedies, the Chachamim, the rabbis, prohibited wearing these types of sandals outside on special days when people gather together, such as Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the reason why you can't wear it has nothing to do with Hotzah, has nothing to do with carrying on Shabbos. It has more to do with this Gezeirah, with this decree made that we're it's a danger to wear such sandals with these nails on the bottom. Continuing in the mission of Lo Biyachid Bizman She'ein Beraglo Maka. A person can't wear one sandal if he doesn't have a wound on his other foot that prevents him from wearing two sandals. The reason for this, as the bartender points out, is that since he can wear both sandals, people are going to make fun of him, they're going to laugh at him, they're going to make jokes at him for wearing only one of the sandals, and therefore what might happen, he might take it off and carry it. Therefore the Chachamim said, you cannot wear only one. But, says the Bar Tanura, based on the Mishnah, that if one foot is wounded and he cannot wear both sandals, then no one's going to laugh at him, no one's going to make fun of him, and there's no concern that he might take off the sandal during that time and walk with it in Eretz Yisrael. Continuing in the Mishnah of Lo B'Tefillin, similarly, a person's not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and this is really most likely because of the fact that there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Therefore, someone who wears them is considered to be carrying, it's a masa, it's a burden. Continuing in the mission of Lo Bekamia, Bizman She'ino Min HaMumcha, he can't on a Durabanan level wear an amulet if it was not made by some sort of an expert. These amulets were like these pieces of parchment that a sick person would wear around his neck, sort of like jewelry, in the hope that he'll be healed. And if it's not from an expert, then we assume there's absolutely no purpose in it. And as the bartender says, an expert means someone who's at least healed three people. So if there's a real reason why you're wearing this around your neck, then great, but otherwise it's a masa, it's a burden, and you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Velo Bashirion, Velo Bekasta, Velo Bemagafayim, you can't wear a coat, an armor, a helmet, or these iron leg plates, as the Bartanura points out. And the reason for this is because these are all things that are worn in battle. And just like when it came to these sandals that we learned previously, there's not really a concern that they're going to remove the various armors or helmets or leg plates from them. Rather, we're simply concerned that it's going to look as if you're going out to battle, which is Marisai, and you're not allowed to go out to battle on Shabbos, unless, of course, it's a state of emergency. But you can't wear these things because it's going to look like you're going out to battle on Yontif, on Shabbos, which you're certainly not allowed to otherwise do. But again, it has nothing to do with carrying per se. It has more to do with the concern of what it appears like you're going to do on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, "V'im yatza eino chayev chatas." But if he does go out wearing any of these things on Shabbos, he does not bring a carbon chatas because all of these things are aser midirabbanan. They're aser rabbinically for various reasons. Whether it's because it's dangerous in the case of the nailed sandal, or because we're concerned you're going to take it off and walk with it in four amos, or because it looks like you're going out to battle. Whatever the case may be, all of these things for different reasons, but they're all aser midirabbanan, and therefore you would not be obligated to bring a carbon chatas, a sin offering. You would simply be over the prohibition on a midirabbanan level, on a rabbinic level. Now we're continuing with Parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. as we begin to discuss a Mishnah that's going to teach us the halachos of the things that a person is not allowed to carry on a midda or raisa level, on a Torah level. The previous two Mishnayos were discussing things that you can't wear, that you can't wear on Shabbos on a midda rabbana level. Now we're going to discuss on a Torah level. It says the Mishnah lo teitze isha b'machar hanakuva. A woman can't go outside on Shabbos wearing a sewing needle that has a hole in it for threading. And as the Bar Sinor points out, this is like a needle that is used for sewing. It's not considered jewelry because it's not used for any purpose of Shabbos. And therefore, it's not considered to be jewelry and you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah of Lobet Tabas, Shiesh Allah Chosam, or these rings with like a signet on it that would allow you to sign your name, to stamp your name, or to seal letters and so on. That also is not considered to be jewelry because women wouldn't wear it as jewelry. Velobet Kuliar, or these decorative bands that women would wear around their head, like rings or like crowns. Also, it's not considered clothing or jewelry because most women don't go outside wearing these things, as the Bar Tanura points out. Velo bakoveles, velo bitsloches, shel paliaton. You can't wear a spice container or a bottle of perfume around your neck because, you know, in that case also, as the Bar Tanura points out, a woman would typically hang these things to conceal her body odor. If she smelled bad, it's like deodorant or perfume that she would hang around to make her smell better. But this is also not considered to be clothing or jewelry, and it can't be worn outside on Shabbos. And it says the Mishnah, Im yatza chayev eschatas, and if she went out to the public to Rishus HaRab and wearing any of these things, she would have to bring in Karban Chatas. Dei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, you would be obligated on a Torah level. These are all Asr Midah Araisa on a Torah level, and therefore you'd have to bring in Karban Chatas if you did so by accident, if you did so accidentally. However, says the Mishnah, V'chachamim potrin bakoveles uvitzloches shel paliyatun. The Chachamim said no, that she is exempt on a Torah level if she went out in a Rishus HaRabim with either the spice container or the bottle of perfume hanging around her neck, because according to the Chachamim, when a woman wears these things to conceal her body odor, they are considered to be jewelry, just like the case of the amulet where it's being worn for healing, and therefore she's not allowed to wear it out of rabbinic, on a rabbinic level, because we're concerned that she might remove it to show it to her friend, but at least on a Torah level, she wouldn't have to bring in Karban Chatas, because it's really not a problem on a D'Oraisa level. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like the Chachamim. So everyone agrees that regarding everything on this list, they're Usher mid D'Oraisa, except the Machlokas is regarding this spice container or the bottle of perfume that she's bearing around her neck, that we hold, like the Chachamim, would be allowed on a Midaraisa level. It's simply forbidden on a rabbinic level, on a Midarabana level. Now, quick review. Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, gives a whole list of things that a man's not allowed to wear on a Midarabana level, whether it was the nailed sandal, because that was a dangerous type of situation, or if he's wearing one sandal for whatever reason, we're afraid he's going to take it off and people laugh at him, or tefillin, because there's no obligation of tefillin, so it's considered to be a burden for you to wear it on Shabbos, or an amulet that's not from an expert, because we assume that also, it's not legit, it's not real, and therefore it's considered to be a masa, it's considered to be a burden. And the last example was anything that's related to fighting, to armor, to helmets, and so on. There too, it looks like it's marazan, it looks like you're going out to war, and therefore you can't wear it on Shabbos. But in all these cases, because they're only midrabanon, you would not bring the Karban Chatas if you violate them, if you bring them out to a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, gave us a bunch of examples of something that women cannot wear on a Torah level. They can't go outside with a sewing needle that has a hole for threading, or with a signet ring, or with this band that she would wear around her neck for decoration. But again, these are not things that they would ever wear in public as jewelry. Therefore, they're not jewelry, and they're usher mida araisa. And then there was just a machlokas about what about a spice container or a bottle of perfume hanging around her neck. So Rabbi Meir said that would also be usher mida araisa, according to the Chacham, who he passed, like, no, everything else is usher mida araisa, but really these spice containers or the bottle of perfume are only usher mida rabbanon, and everything else is usher on a Torah level. Have a great day.